Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Global euphoria over the changes in Burma isn't trickling down to the ones it should most affect, the Karen Christian refugees. Most of them can't go home yet. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says landmines are a major concern. Also, cuts in aid to refugees is huge.
The EU is talking about redistributing some of the funds even before the sanctions were lifted, and we felt it would really affect the people in the refugee camps, and I believe it's an opportunity for the church to step up more and more.
Those who don't know Christ are open to the gospel. Next, on May 9, 2011, 28 people were killed in Vietnam when Hmong Christians protested for more religious freedom. Just over a year later, Hmong believers are still facing opposition. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports 13 Hmong were recently expelled from their village for becoming Christians. A family was also evicted in a province nearby. Little seems to have changed for the Hmong since last year. Pray for them to stand firm in Christ despite limited freedoms. And we conclude today's newscast in Northeast India's Manipur state. The Mai Tai people live there, and they're known for their resistance to the gospel. But Bibles for the World may have just found a captive audience. Moe Padaiti.
Dr. Padaiti and I received a letter from one of our national workers in India telling us that his wife, who is a nurse, is in urgent need of at least 200 Mai Tai Bibles or New Testaments for the inmates of the prison where she's working.
They need 10,000 copies. $22 provides 10 people with a gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Help Mission Network News end our fiscal year end strong. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and make a special year-end gift. And when you do, we'll send you Charles Billingsley's new CD called Never Forsaken. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.